BBC News. The French Prime Minister has said the fierce wildfires in the southwest of the country are a reminder that France has, more than ever, to combat and adapt to climate disruption. Elisabeth Borne has been visiting the site of resurgent fires in the Gironde region. More than 1,000 French firefighters are tackling what they've called a monstrous blaze. Mark Lowen reports from Paris.
A landscape of beauty turned to horror as flames tear through the Gironde, destroying almost 7,000 hectares, fanned by winds, searing heat, and France's worst drought on record. Firefighters and planes have come from across Europe to help France manage a nightmare that keeps recurring. France is taking the heat of what we are doing to our world. The postcard beauty may look stuck in time, but the planet is changing, and there's fear of what's to come.
Thousands of Brazilians have joined protests in defence of democracy amid fears that President Jair Bolsonaro will try to remain in power if he loses October's election. The right-wing leader has repeatedly cast doubt on the electronic voting system, claiming without evidence that it's vulnerable to fraud. South African police have arrested 20 people suspected of instigating the riots that swept parts of the country in July last year. About 350 people were killed in the unrest that erupted after the former president, Jacob Zuma, was jailed for contempt of court. One of France's best-known cartoonists and illustrators, Jean-Jacques Sampé, has died, aged 89. Abused as a child by his parents, he went on to illustrate the internationally best-selling Little Nicolas series of children's books that idealised childhood in 1950s France. BBC News.